here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 4th of April, 2010. It's the birthday of novelist and screenwriter Marguerite Duras, born in a small village in French Indochina near what is now Saigon, Vietnam, in 1914. Her parents were teachers, but her dad became ill there. He died. Duras had an impoverished childhood, miserable, was abused by her mother and her brother. And when she was a teenager, she became lovers with a wealthy, older Chinese man whom she met on a ferry boat between Sa Dec and Saigon. She wrote about him in her books The Sea Wall, North China Lover, and The Lover, published in 1984. It's the birthday of Maya Angelou, born Marguerite Ann Johnson in St. Louis in 1928, whose 1969 memoir, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, was a big bestseller. It begins, "When I was 3 and Bailey 4, we had arrived in the musty little town wearing tags on our wrists, which instructed to whom it may concern that we were Marguerite and Bailey Johnson, Jr. from Long Beach, California, en route to Stamps, Arkansas, care of Mrs. Annie Henderson. Our parents had decided to put an end to their calamitous marriage, and father shipped us home to his mother." It was on this day, 1968, Martin Luther King, Jr. was assassinated standing on the balcony of his room on the second floor of the Lorraine Motel in Memphis at 6:01 in the evening. He'd gone to Memphis to support a strike by 1,300 black sanitation workers, and the night before he'd given a speech at the Masonic Temple in Memphis in which he said, "We've got some difficult days ahead, but it doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop and I don't mind. I just want to do God's will. I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land." And it's the birthday of the blues great Muddy Waters, born McKinley Morganfield in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, 1915. Taught himself to play harmonica and guitar, played on the south side of Chicago in bars. And in 1950, he made the first blues recording for Chess Records, a tune called Rolling Stone. Here's a poem for today by Ted Kooser, entitled Late February. The first warm day, and by mid-afternoon, the snow is no more than a washing strewn over the yards, the bedding rolled in knots and leaking water, the white shirts lying under the evergreens. Through the heaviest drifts, the autumn's fallen bicycles, small carnivals of paint and chrome, the octopus and tilt-a-whirl beginning to turn in the sun. Now, children stiffened by winter and dressed somehow like old men mutter and bend to the work of building dams. But such a spring is brief. By 5 o'clock, the chill of sundown, darkness, the blue TVs flashing like storms in the picture windows, the yards gone gray, the wet dogs barking at nothing. Far off across the cornfields, staked for streets and sewers, the body of a farmer missing since fall will show up in his garden tomorrow as unexpected as a tulip. Late February, poem by Ted Kooser, from Flying at Night, poems 1965 to 1985, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.